passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's a school day in Uganda for those children lucky enough to have a place at school. With so many youngsters keen to learn but unable to afford the fees to do so, John Ray from Worthing decided to set up the charity Hope for Lugazi. The aim is to ensure that as many children as possible in the Lugazi region of Uganda have access to education.
I guess the important thing about education in Uganda is that they regard education as very important, and it's the way out of poverty. So when they're at school, they like to work at school and they need to work, so they spend long hours in education.
And how challenging is it for children to actually get to a school in Uganda?
It is challenging in the fact that they need to find the school fees. So it's challenging for their parents or themselves to try and raise the money. Maybe they belong to a large family. So sometimes the parents have to choose between the children, which child goes to education and which child cannot go.
What normally happens then if the parents, say, can't afford the school fees? What will happen to that child?
The child would stay at home and not go to school, or stay at home for this year until the older sibling perhaps has finished their education, and then they could perhaps afford the money for the younger child to go to school later on.
How has your charity helped children in Uganda then?
It started by a friend in Uganda who asked me if we could support some children in Uganda. He was an elder of a church. So the way we support is encourage people in the UK to give sponsorship for children month by month to go to school in secondary school.
That sponsorship, what does it actually give them? Is that their entire school fees and everything they need?
It gives them their school fees and it looks after some of their personal needs, and it gives them some of their books and so on and other things that they need maybe. So it's shared out. I mean, £25 for a child, but maybe some children need more than other children. So it's evened out, but you know, it's a round figure, as it were, £25 a month.
And are these children then going into existing Ugandan schools, or in fact have you built your own school?
So when we started, they went into other schools, existing schools in Uganda, but our friends in Uganda really wanted to get involved in school. Unfortunately, the money came into the charity to enable us to build a block for a school, and then subsequently another block, and we were able to start a school.
The children that have been through the school then, what kind of benefits have you seen?
They're getting the education that they need and they're finding jobs. They don't always get jobs, but it's a constant source of concern to me and to the teachers and to our friends over there that we get the children into jobs. We fit their education to finding a job.
And have you got an example maybe of a child that perhaps wasn't at school beforehand, but thanks to your charity now does have some kind of a future?
When I see children, they used to ask me whether they could come to or be sponsored and so on and so forth. They seem to be hopeless. And time again, children have said, because I've been able to come to your school, I've got hope now, I've got a future. And I remember a young man who I visited recently when I was there, that he now works in a clinic as a nurse. He'd had to stop his education because his family couldn't afford any money anymore for continuing with his nursing training. Because we were able to find the money for that, he's able to get a job as a nurse and has now got a good job, well respected, and he's got a future. He's earning some money, and in fact he wants to own his own dispensary, you know, clinic at some point. It may seem difficult for children in the UK to be excited about education, but these children, if they can get a chance to get education, they're really happy. They know that this is the way out of the poverty and a future.
If you do most of your fundraising in the UK, so how do we in the UK know actually how this money is going to be used and it's actually going to get to the right people?
What I like about that is that I'm visiting Uganda maybe twice a year, and I'm seeing that the money is being well spent. You know, I say that if we give £10 to Uganda, they seem to make it stretched to cover the equivalent of, say, £12. My friends in Uganda are also putting money into the work that we're doing. And the other thing is, of course, that we're a small charity. I don't charge my airfares when I go to Uganda. We find that ourselves. So all the money, the £25 and other gifts that come in, go to Uganda and go to the work to helping these children.
That's John Ray, founder of Hope for Lugazi in Uganda.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.